It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what's a great place to pick up single moms? The parking lot of Chuck E. Cheese.
You didn't.
And not just moms, nannies, aunts, and a couple of very doable grandmas.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Do you have
Show.
Any shame?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, why?
He wasn't finished.
No.
Did I really screw that up? Should I play
not
that old banjo?
No, please.
Does it really
don't.
Matter? Nah. Doesn't
no.
matter to anybody, does
it's
it?
It's only
nah.
Charlie Sheen.
Well, I hate to go out on that note.
That's all right.
Lost my focus.
Consider it forgotten.
Must be thinking about other things.
What?
Like the new toy that Rob just brought me. Let's listen, shall we?
Yes.
Watch the NBC xylophone
or
now something.
Put your mic right on it and let me ride it real high because we thought about can we make our own ding?
Firm but gentle.
Okay.
Nice. CBS.
See
not
if
right.
we can come up with
Mike O'Mara Show.
Perfect.
That's, I did it automatically.
Why do we even need to buy jingles now? We'll just take
iPod sucks.
See?
Send the word over there.
That was almost Stooges-like.
It was.
I'm a tard. Oh, my God.
Next week, the toy piano.
Boy, I don't know what I'm doing. I've totally lost control. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
What do you have for us,
well,
my dear?
Entertain us, Buzz.
Well, Buzz, entertain me, please.
Well, darling.
Entertain these queens.
I was busy poem writing.
As the prices on gas and food went up, the number of trips to Starbucks went down.
Oh.
Now, oh, yeah, really. I felt that way, too, when I saw that story the first time today. Oh, boo.
Cried latte tears.
Sorry about the people to latte.
And now Starbucks has to close some of the Starbucks that are across the street from other Starbucks.
Oh, no. Yeah, so she's screaming.
That is an unemployed barista.
Mm-hmm. 600 stores are closing over the next 12 months.
Coffee maker. You know, that's what they should call them. People that slop coffee around.
Coffee sloppers.
A barista. That's it. There's the problem right there. Like a latte, I'm your barista.
Should it you know? Not be barista?
Some kid with zits. Here's your latte mocha java jivi.
70% of the
half
stores.
Calf.
70% of the stores closing are the ones that just opened in the last 2 years.
Yeah, Mike.
Please. You're annoying me. Don't start up again.
The company expects to pay $8 million in severance to the baristas.
Yeah, that's nothing for them. But don't they open up one every 15 minutes? Some amazing statistic
not anymore,
like that?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah,
no.
But so what? You know, yeah. they made a
that's
big
how they
deal.
Got in trouble,
what
by
they
way.
Did was they tied this in. And I'm glad the reporter that I saw this morning tied it in to only a certain extent to the economy.
That's partly
fact
true.
Is,
the
you know,
Robach that was covering it?
It was, yeah. I think Amy Robach was doing the story, and they tied it in. Mm-hmm. Initially, I said, oh, they're not going to say this is the reason the world
right.
is coming to an end.
Partly,
this
but
is a bad business model. This
is
overexpansion. I know about failed businesses.
I read the statistics. Do you know that there are 3 Starbucks stores for every American citizen in this country? And it just seems like that's too much.
An actual fact. Hey.
I heard it in the distance.
Hey, you got tobacco in my marijuana.
Hey, you got marijuana in my tobacco.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
It's two great tastes that taste great together for many people at the cannabis bars in Denmark.
Wow.
Now, some people like their pot cut with a little tobacco there for a milder and more alert buzz.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Now, he likes it.
Have this joint, Billy.
It's beautiful.
Do you like it?
I sure do. It's great. It's the best joint I've ever had.
Of who are you? It
is. I'm Billy Bush.
How is it?
Oh, it's great ganja. It's beautiful.
But a new law in Holland prohibits tobacco smoking in bars and restaurants. So now, at the coffee and cannabis shops of Denmark, you either have to take your marijuana straight or cut it with an herbal alternative to tobacco known as Colt's Foot.
Mike Elston's coffee and cannabis caboodle.
Let's go on the tour, shall we? And shops are beginning to required now to check each joint to make sure it doesn't contain tobacco.
Wow.
Quoting one bar owner, it's absurd. In some countries, they look to see whether you have marijuana in your cigarette. Here, they look to see if you have cigarette in your marijuana.
Man, the Marlboro man is just so high.
He's bogus. And even though weed is legal in Denmark, Denmark does not smoke the most weed.
Who cares?
USA. USA.
USA. This pleases you. This pleases you as much as anything pleases you.
I have no opinion on this one way or another. I'm simply reporting the facts.
He's grinning ear to ear. We're the winners. We smoke the most ging. We're the winners.
The U.S., in fact, leads the world in the percentage of people who've toked More than 42% of Americans have at least tried the stuff. Golly, that's getting pretty close to half. New Zealand's a close second at just under 42%. Then comes the Netherlands.
Yeah, you're slurring your words there,
the
Buzz.
The Netherlands,
right,
where it's legal at less than 20%.
Wow.
France is fourth at 19%. Germany fifth at just under 18%. The U.S.
Do
also...
Do not boycott that!
You said... Balls.
That's right.
And don't you wish you could have that sound every time you did say it?
I'd like that, and I'd also like this one.
CBS, the Michael Mara Show.
Thank you very much.
The U.S. also leads the world in cocaine use at four times the rate of any other place on Earth.
And strong.
Certain things we excel at, yeah. More wars and do as many drugs as you can.
Well, certainly not in this industry.
We didn't really excel in this particular 20-year war that Ronald Reagan launched in 1980, the war on drugs. Judging from these statistics, not going too well. Well, look who's here.
Really?
Well,
hello,
there he
Mr.
is.
President.
Who chopped off my harp?
I don't know what
you
mean.
Are you speaking figuratively?
Well, I'm floating above you.
Uh-huh.
And I can see you. You're a tree.
Are you reading my mind?
Yes, I'm reading your mind. You're saying, I'll be drinking a beer with my father in less than 8 hours. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, Mr. Reagan.
Hello, Katie.
Oh, Mr. Reagan said hello to you, Katie.
Wow. Got an eye for beauty.
And a new study says magic mushrooms may do a body good.
Is this the drug report? You've heard of the drug report. This is the drug report.
Mike, this doesn't come from me. This comes from researchers at Johns Hopkins University.
Lay it on us.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins say the spiritual effects of psilocybin are long-lasting.
What?
All right. It's just Hunter S. Burbank.
And may help patients with everything from drug addiction to dealing with fatal diseases, including cancer.
Well, that's a good thing.
Psilocybin.
Very happy.
Volunteers, including business majors, were given the shrooms in 02. Most of them called the experience mystical and gave it a positive rating.
Yeah, of course. It's positive.
They like the mystical.
Somehow the negative stories about mushrooms don't seem to get on the air.
I'm looking everywhere. I don't see them.
You don't
any
see them. I know.
You didn't
bring them with you today.
Mushrooms.
Put them on a pizza.
Ah, yes. Run out into the street and peel yourself like an orange.
They like the mysticism.
Right.
More than a year later, most of the volunteers said the experience had made them enjoy all of life more.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers say psilocybin might be just what the doctor ordered for people suffering from depression and addiction.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
He didn't. That's our newsman, Buzz.
Look what I bought you, Mike, a 10-ounce bottle of psilocybin.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I'm seeing colors.
That's excellent. Go peel yourself.
Wonderful.
Doesn't come in bottles.
Well, it can.
Even with all the troubles in the world, Americans are pretty doggone happy.
I'll tell you, if you took that psilocybin, it might not come in bottles, but you'd sure try.
I get that.
Thank you.
The latest.
Would you have hit the button on me there?
If I had gotten the joke.
Still okay. A good buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, psilocybin is
I'll
funny.
Give you a hint. Thank you.
I got it.
Very good.
The World Value Survey shows that although there are about 15 countries in which people are happier, the U.S. is happier than 80 other countries on the list. Social scientists polled people around the world on a number of issues, and they found that worldwide, we've actually gotten happier in the last 25 years.
Happy!
Forget your troubles and just get happy.
I'll be happy in
because
a few hours.
Despite how it feels or how it looks on the news, we have more money, more democracy, and more social tolerance in the world.
Yeah, but less Starbucks.
They're getting the credit. Well, that may help.
And fewer baristas.
Oh, psilocybin.
Denmark was ranked the happiest, but the U.S. was also beaten by Colombia and Puerto Rico.
Puerto what?
Puerto Rico.
What's with you?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. I'm going to Puerto Rico.
To buy some psilocybin?
And then I'm going to go to the British Virgin Islands. And then I'm going to the Bahamas.
Try one of these mushrooms. You'll feel better.
Okay, no problem.
Finally, it's that time of year again.
Is it time to go to...
Through ladies at a McDonald's.
Are you kidding me?
A Little River Turnpike, Alexandria.
Really?
Yeah. Shocking.
I know that, Mickey D's.
In Fort Pierce, Florida.
I know all of them.
Talk about a little river.
Right.
Do you know the one in Fort Pierce, Florida?
I don't know that one.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. There, however, in that town, a 41-year-old man has been arrested for sitting in his car with his pants open and a sock over his junk.
You know, he always sends us out on some good ones.
He told police he was just relaxing in the park and it was hot. He's been charged as well.
Oh, very good.
And in Stewart, Florida, hello, Sunshine State.
Always two out of three
Florida
stores. That is a crazy place to live.
In Stewart, Florida, a man took off all of his clothes, broke into a woman's house, and when police were called, ran away wearing a pair of her tight blue shorts. Police tracked him easily because he left his pants behind, along with his getaway bicycle. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's good, Buzz. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. We are going to be taking a short
a long
holiday.
Weekend.
What?
We wish you the very best on the 4th with your families, and have a good one. Stay very safe. Kind of a whacked-out holiday. Don't blow your hands off.
Yeah. Remember, light the fuse, then get away.
That's how it works. Today we want to thank Dick Morris, author of the book Fleeced, also our in-studio movie guy Joe McLeod, and congratulations to Joshua Kaufman of Greenville, South Carolina. He's the winner of the Nintendo Wii at $500.
Wee, that was a mitzvah.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride, our in-studio producer. Is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screen is Joe Hardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Katie is Electric Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you we have one last poem.
Yay.
Hail, hail, the break is here. Have a hot dog, drink a beer. Mike O'Mara's iPod's queer. Enjoy the best, be a dear. Joe McLeod dodged the bullet. Dick Morris's cell phone couldn't pull it. Summertime, fun time, fill your gullet. Get a tattoo, grow a mullet.
What?
Do a stranger, tip a cow. We don't care, we're going now. Adios, amigo. Bye-bye, ciao. See you next time. Vacation starts now.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.